Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the first baseman, Phil Cabaretta. Batting third, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Kelly. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Kelly. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting second, the shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Jackie Robinson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Billy Cox. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Erskine. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Carl Erskine. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabaretta hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baumholtz hits a fly ball towards right. Furillo catches it and throws to first to double up Cabaretta. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mixes. The throw from Campanella and he is safe. Mixes steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Erskine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Erskine hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermansky. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Cubs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Campanella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campanella hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly bunts towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Smalley moves to second. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mixis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Smalley scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. There goes Cavaretta trying to get to home. Ferrillo throws the ball into Robinson, who relays the ball to Campanella, who tags Cavaretta, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Andy Pafko, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Thompson pinch hits for Carl Erskine. Don Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mixis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clem Labine now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Reese catches it and throws to first to double up Sauer. 2 outs. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hermanski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ferrillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferrillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 1. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.